Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
Okay, we had been discussing chapter 18, Moksha Sannyasi Yoga. Yoga of liberation through renunciation. And we are literally coming to the end of Bhagavan's advice in this chapter. So in the beginning, obviously we have seen that the goal of life is to achieve permanent happiness. And we have heard from our scriptures that the only way one can achieve that perfect happiness is either one becomes a sannyasi or a yogi. Everyone else is in the rut of life. And therefore, if that's your goal to achieve that permanent happiness, you have to either become a sannyasi or a yogi. So the chapter opened with the definition of sannyasi and yogi. Who is a sannyasi? The one who has renounced the sense of I am the doer, the agency, is the sannyasi. And who is yogi? The one who has given up the fruits of actions, desire for the fruits of actions, is the yogi. So either I have to become a sannyasi or a yogi to achieve that permanent happiness. And then obviously the prescription came. It is easier for us to give up the fruits of actions than giving up the sense of agency. Ego is so entrenched in my personality right now that for me to think I'm not doing it is more difficult. The same, I must at least give up the expectations for desired results of my actions. I can start with that. If I have to do that, I first have to understand what is action and how it is done. What is my involvement in performing my actions? So we have this detailed analysis of what is action, what is an actor, and what propels that action. The knowledge propels my actions. My knowledge about myself and this world, my relationship with this world, drives me to act in this world. So we have detailed analysis of these three, the action, the actor, and the knowledge. And we have seen that all of these three are driven by the texture of my mind. My mind has either a sattvic, rajasic or tamasic tendencies. That will make me either a sattvic actor, rajasic actor, or tamasic actor. That will drive me to the sattvic actions, rajasic actions, or tamasic actions. So the texture of my mind is the basis for my life. Who I am today is a reflection of my mind. With my self-introspection, I may come to a conclusion that makeup of my mind is this right now. I'm 20% sattvic, 60% rajasic, and 20% tamasic. I really don't have a choice to change that overnight. Just because I go to a doctor to get my blood work done, which I do every 4 months, and they say your cholesterol is too high, triglycerides are way out of control, just knowing that I will not be able to change it right away. Neither there is any magical bullet where I can say, I will change that overnight. But I can start on a course of action. And a course of action, which my doctors constantly, every 4 months remind me. I remember first month, but 3 months I take it easy. And as soon as the fourth month comes, I'm vigilant again. I have to be in that prescribed method consistently. So the first thing is, I have to accept my condition. I have to accept that I have this high cholesterol and high triglycerides, and I have this propensity to get a heart attack and all that, then work on it. If I deny that, if I'm in a denial, oh, that's all, that's not. For a long time, I'll denial on blood pressure. I go to my one doctor, and my blood pressure always comes out right. I go to anywhere else, my blood pressure is very high. So I go to the insurance company, they check and say, your blood pressure is high. I say, no, no, you are wrong. Let me go back to my doctor. I'll check it out. For some reason, it worked. Every time I go there, my blood pressure is normal. I go to anywhere else, my blood pressure is not normal. So I was in a complete denial that I have high blood pressure. Finally, I had to accept that I probably have a high blood pressure. So first is acceptance that I may have this condition. Conditioning, which I see as myself, is not in my control. It was in my control at one point of time, but it has now become past. So I have now become who I am because of all my past experiences and actions. I need to accept that. Now I have to work on it. So first thing I have to do is what comes naturally to me at this time. And then take it from there, what my goal would be. So Bhagavan said, now if your goal is to achieve the permanent happiness, you have come to the conclusion, this is the makeup of your mind. The advice is, sahajam karma kaunteya, sadoshena pinnatyajet. Do the actions which comes naturally to you, even though they are imperfect. My chosen field of action may not be the most popular, the most appreciated, but that's what my nature is. I like carpentry, and I want to be a carpenter. I like arts, and I want to be an artist. And they always have these hungry artists exhibitions, because artists go hungry. But that's the chosen field comes naturally to me. The Bhagavan said, sahajam karma kaunteya sadoshena pinnatyajet. You cannot give up the field of actions which come naturally to you. First advice, clear guidance. Stay in the field which comes naturally to you. And then go from there. So the next advice is then, okay, now I have figured out what my natural field of action is, but how should I act so that I'll get the benefit of that? The next thing is say, asaktaha jitatma, without attachment and without any expectation. We have seen there are only two paths, either to become a sannyasi or a yogi. Yogi is the one who gives up karma phala. I found field of my actions, I'm ready to now launch my career in that field or my endeavors. What should I do? Non-attached. Without any expectation. I will do what I like and the best I can. What comes out of my actions is not in my control, because I am not the karma phala data. Karma phala data is always the world, the Ishvara, somebody other than me. I need to leave it to them, their duties, to perform diligently. I will perform my duty diligently. The Bhagavan said, perform your actions without attachment and expectations in the field which comes naturally to you. Doing so, you will develop devotion for me. You will align your thoughts with the one who empowers you to do these actions. So therefore he says, become one with me. Offer everything to me. And the last few verses which we have seen, he says, bhaktya mam abhijanati yavat na aschasmi tatvatah tato mam tatvato gnatva visate tad anantaram. Just by acting in this manner of offering everything to him, as we have seen in detail the previous verses, once I decided the field of my actions, I decided that I am not really the one who empowers me to act. The consciousness functioning through me as my life empowers me to act. I'll be only able to conduct Gita classes as long as I'm alive. The day I drop dead, Gita classes will be history. That's because my consciousness in me allows me to understand Bhagavad Gita. So the empowering authority is something other than me. That which connects the electricity in this room is the empowering authority for the electricity. We have light, we have air conditioning right now, we are pretty happy. Things are working fine. Ask Raman, they had rented the place. Electricity wasn't there. He thought I am the almighty for this place. Calls me up and says, not working. I said, I think the machine is not working. Electricity is not connecting through Dominion Virginia Power. Dominion Virginia Power is the final authority that the electricity comes here. I have a limited power to turn the switch on and off when I need that. But in that limited power, I start thinking, because it is always there, I think I am in control and I can turn this thing on and off. It is only when the power goes out, I realize I am just a nimitta matra. Virginia Power decides whether I have electricity or not. As long as that electricity is functioning through this space, I can control this space. When Dominion Virginia Power connection is disconnected, no matter how many times I turn the switch on and off, nothing happens. Bhagavan said, you need to recognize this fact, that you are connected to me as the Supreme Consciousness which is functioning through you. If you keep that in mind all the time, they will make sure that that connection never gets disconnected. See, when I design buildings, most buildings have normal electricity connection. And then when there is power outage, the connection goes out. But I designed the emergency shelter, emergency actually, medical examiner's office in downtown. Well, you can't have the power go out during emergency. That is the time when there's a disaster. That's the time that office becomes most active. They may have all these disaster victims coming to this place. Those pathologists has to work overnight to deal with them. So you need to have a dual power system for that. We connected that building from two different grids. So even though one grid is out, the other grid is connected. They will never be out of that electrical connection. That's where you will have this permanent connection. Bhagavan said, if you want eternal happiness, you need to make sure that your connection to me is always connected. And for that, you have to offer everything that you do to me, remembering constantly that I can only do this because he's functioning through me. With that attitude, you will develop devotion for him. You will be constantly attached to him. So we both have to have that dual connection. Bhagavan has to have a connection with me, and I have to have a connection with him. That connection, when developed, we call it devotion. It's a one that devotion takes place. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavat na ascha asmi tattvatah tatotam tattvato gnatva visate tad anantaram. By devotion, he knows me, in essence. Once I become identified completely with someone or something, I know that thing or being in its essence or his essence. He forthwith enters into me, the Supreme. Once I completely identify myself with the Supreme Self, I enter into him. In other words, I become one with that Supreme Being. Sarva karmani api sada kurvanaha mat vyapashrayaha mat prasadat avapnoti sasvatam padam avyayam. So what the process took place? I gave up identification with my ego. I chose the field of my actions. I started working in the field of my actions without any expectations, and offered all my actions to him. Now, with that connection, I have identified completely with Him. So now my life is doing all actions, always taking refuge in Him. With His grace now, I have not become happy with my efforts. I have become peaceful and happy with His grace. This space is properly conditioned and lit up right now. Grace of Dominion Virginia Power. When their grace is taken away from me, this light will go away and this air conditioning will go away. As long as I recognize that the lights and air conditioning are not because of me, because I'm paying the bills, but because of their grace that they have connected their electricity to this space, then I will be fine. Then I'll develop that devotion to Dominion Virginia Power. As soon as the bill comes, pay the bill. Bhagavan said, one who becomes one with me, with this root of actions, he has become one with me, and therefore he achieves that Saswatam Padam Avyayam. By my grace, he achieves that highest state. Which is the highest state? Where there is no sorrow. That's all. Where there is no unhappiness. There is no impermanence about myself, my existence. I achieve that state of permanence. Chetasa sarvakarmani mahi sanyasya matparaha buddhi yogam upasritya matchittaha satatam bhava. Path is laid out for us, given a complete instruction how to do it, and comes now the advice. I have completed my advice to you. This is what you need to do. Mentally renouncing all actions. Do not renounce actions. Do not get confused that I have to become sannyasi, I'm going to give up all the actions. Mentally renounce all the actions. Chetasa sarvakarmani mai sannyasya. Offer it to Him. You are renouncing into Him. In other words, I am now simply saying, He is doing all these things through me. I am just an agent. My ego is just an agent. The electricity connection board at the end of this building is just an agent which receives the electricity from the Dominion Virginia Power, distributes among the building. That's all now I am doing it. Buddhi yogam upashritya. How did I come to this conclusion? Buddhi yoga. With my own intellect, aligning my intellect with His will, aligning my intellect to find out what is the truth, where does this electricity really comes into this building? If I was an ignorant person, I think that the electricity comes from that switch, because that's where I see the action is. Just like a Medha takes anything, she knows where to put her finger, so some action will take place. Whether it's an iPod, whether it's an iPad, or my phone, or anything. So see, now everyone goes to the other thing that's try to touch and see whether there's a touch screen there or not. Because she can think that anything cannot be a touch screen. Everything got to be touch screen. At her level of ignorance, she thinks that everything is within that touch screen. But we know that somebody like Apple has to make that touch screen, otherwise. So, as long as I understood that the Supreme Consciousness is making all my actions possible, I give all the credits to Him. Chetasa sarvakarmani mai sanyasya matparaha. Mentally renouncing all actions in Him does not mean I say, "You Bhagwan, you take care of my job tomorrow. You do the job, give credit to Him." That at least you are empowering me to do this. Buddhi yogam upasritya. That I found out by taking refuge in my own buddhi. With my buddhi I figured out that I am not in control. Other people are in control. Someone other than me is in control of my actions. Because as long as I am alive, I will be able to do it. That is not really something I have in control. I can take medication and keep myself fit and prolong the life, but there is a finite amount of existence in this body. Matchittaha satatam bhava. By doing so, you will become one with me constantly. There is no disconnection, as I said. Just like that emergency shelter, you'll have dual connections. If this thought derails me from thinking that he's doing it, there will be other thought. We'll say, remember what Bhagavad Gita told you, Neil, even though it feels this way. I'll say, yes, I'm still connected. Matchittaha sarva durgani mat prasadat tarishyati. See, at chetvam ahankarat nasroshyasi vinankshasi. So how will this happen? Bhagavan said that with having mind attached to me, thou shalt overcome all the forts which you have to win in your life. Sarva Durgani. Durga, obviously, we are talking about the age when kings were trying to expand their empires. The only thing you have to do is to win over the next fort to take controls. What is the Gad Alap Sihigela? Shivaji said, that fort which was under Mughals' control was the barrier between him and to expand his thing. He wins over that, but he loses his very dear commander. Gadhala, I got the fort, but I lost my lion. So the constant battle in life to expand your empire to a point where there is no unhappiness is to overcome the one fort after another, one obstacle after another, which is in the way of my happiness. That which makes me limited. All those forts in life which makes me limited. I'm not powerful enough, I'm not wealthy enough, I'm not strong enough, I'm not tall enough. All that I have to overcome. How do I overcome? Matchitta. Once I aligned with him, all these are gone. You are looking for a job and suddenly you get a job at Microsoft. Now you are representing Microsoft, you're almighty. When you go and represent your company, you have the entire power of that company behind you. Day before, you were just a lowly guy looking for a job in a software or whatever that is. Next day, you are representing the biggest company in the world. Once you're aligned with him, all your limitations are gone. He is almighty, you are almighty. Atha chet tvam ahankarat nasroshyasi vinankshasi. Now all that happened because of mat prasadat tarishyati. By my grace, by the grace of his power, you have become empowered. But if you think that that's not really something sounds appropriate. Atha chet tvam ahankarat. Because I think I'm smart enough. I'm smarter than Bhagavan. I can really take care of myself. Atha chet tvam ahankarat. Nasroshyasi. Vinankshasi. If you do not accept this authority, you will perish. If I don't accept the authority of Dominion Virginia Power to provide electricity in this office and say, I'm not paying bill, okay, you take care of yourself, I'll take care of myself, there won't be light here. That's the fact. So Bhagwan is not threatening you. He is just giving you the statement of fact. If by your ego, if thou shalt not understand this fact, you shall perish. In other words, what you are trying to achieve, you will never be able to achieve it. The next verse says, Yat ahankaram asritya na yotse iti manyase mithyesya vyavasayaste prakrutihitvam niyokshyati. Direct conversation with Arjuna. Yat ahankaram asritya. Just because of your own sense of self-importance, that what I think is right. This is what happens in a teamwork, isn't it? We have a big team and everybody comes to consensus that this is what we should be doing. But then I, being the leader, say, no, I think you guys are all wrong. Okay, let me tell you what we are going to do. If by ego, if I think that all this inference from my buddhi, that this is how things work, But I give up and say, but I'm not doing that one. I'm not fighting this battle. Even though, Krishna, you explained to me that all beings are already killed by me, you are not the killer, you are just the instrument. And now you decide that because I am so important in this battle, that my decision to fight this battle, to kill these people or not, is more important. Then what will happen is, mithyesa vyavasayaste, that resolve will be false, of no value. Because whether you decide now to fight or not to fight, eventually you will end up fighting this battle because of your own nature. Prakritityam niyokshati. You decide not to do this because it's not good for you or it is not basically appropriately appreciated by the community. But then your nature will propel you to do that when the environment has changed. And now nobody is looking at you. I want to eat sweet. But Meena said, no, I think you should control yourself. And then I said, okay, I shouldn't be taking that. But then everybody is away. I'm by myself in a house. Let's take a little liberty. Because that's what I wanted to do. That nature, unless I have overcome my own nature, there is no outside restriction or the show off that I'm doing this will stop me from doing that. So Bhagavan said, yad ahankaram asritya, by dependent on your ego, you will decide that I'm not fighting this war because I will be the killer and I don't want to be the killer. The right thing for me is not to kill my kith and kin. Your that resolve will be of no value. It's vain because you will end up fighting them because of your own nature. Svabhava jena kaunteya nibaddha svena karmana kartum nechase yat mohat karishya avasho apitat. Here is the statement of fact. Bound by your own karma, born of your own nature, that which through delusion you wish not to do, even that you shall do helplessly. My nature is to perform dances. But everybody said that that's not a field you should be pursuing. So I go into a science and do something else. And then eventually I come back and start the dance classes. Even though I have a management degree and software, whatever. But what I really now enjoy is running dance classes. Because that was my nature. Somehow I will find a way. Swamiji gives an elaborate example. The guy brings his parents to the United States and is very worried, how am I going to keep my father entertained? But he knew his father likes cards. And he said, after a while he found that somehow father found, you know, friends in the neighborhood who plays card. And now his father is the most popular person in that group because he was the champion in cards, you know. So somehow you will find, no matter what the place and the time is, because it is an inherent nature, you will find a field to exhaust your desires and vasanas. So do not fight your vasanas and desires, Bhagavan said. Stay within the field of your vasanas and desires. Just become detached from them while you are performing your actions. And even those vasanas and desires, you offer it to him. That's why we do 108 names every time do any puja. And name names to Bhagavan. Because with each name we said, you take care of this vasana from me. And Bhagavan said, you will be able to overcome this pressure of vasanas. And we'll stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet Om Shantihi 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.